Hey, everybody. It's the Charlie Kirk Show. Executive order from Joe Biden to mobilize the entire government for GOTV. Well, we talk about problem, then solution. And we talk about the big problem, how Joe Biden has a major infrastructure, and then how Turning Point Action is solving the problem with a new mobile app. You guys can download it in the app store, TP Action. That is a new mobile app. So check it out right now. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. And become a member today at members.charliekirk.com. That is members.charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at noblegoldinvestments.com. That is noblegoldinvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. Some amazing polls to start your week off. Let's start with the good news. CNN has some new polls out, and we're going to take the averages as of today. Trump up 1.8 points in Wisconsin, up half a point in Pennsylvania, up 5 points in Arizona, up 1.3 points in Michigan, up almost 5 points in Nevada, 4 points in Georgia, 5 points in North Carolina. If these polls are correct, Donald Trump would win an electoral landslide, 312 to 226 votes. A 86-vote electoral vote victory. It feels good, doesn't it? New CNN poll out this weekend shows Donald Trump trouncing Joe Biden with 42%, Joe Biden 33%, RFK Jr. with 16% of the vote, Cornel West 3%, Jill Stein 3%. Now, the third-party candidates are very interesting. Remember, in 2020, it was just Trump v. Biden. There were no third-party candidates on the ballot. With poll numbers like this, who could fall short? Donald Trump up 5 points in Arizona, up 1.3 points in Michigan, up 4.8 points in Nevada. 61% of CNN poll respondents, 61% say Joe Biden's presidency has been a failure. 61%. So what could go wrong? Well, allow me to introduce you to a little-known executive order that has been in place for quite some time. It was one of the first things that Joe Biden did as president in March of 2021. And this very well might have explained and might explain why the midterms in 2022 didn't quite go the way we wanted them to. It is Executive Order 14019. Executive Order 14019 turns the $6 trillion federal government, with its over 600 separate agencies, into a get-out-the-vote machine for Joe Biden's campaign. This is totally illegal and a multi-trillion dollar advantage for Joe Biden heading into November. If this is not stopped into the courts, the entire federal Leviathan will be used as the Joe Biden campaign arm, something that is, by the way, forbidden by federal law. Through the Hatch Act, through political involvement laws, you are not allowed to use your taxpayer dollars for political purposes. Joe Biden signed this executive order in March of 2021, and it's finally getting the attention that it warrants. He writes here, "The right to vote is foundational for American democracy. Free and fair elections that will reflect the will of the American people must be protected and defended." Goes on to say, "Agencies of my administration shall consider ways to expand citizens' opportunities to register to vote and to obtain information about and participate in the electoral process." That talks like a voter registration arm for the Democrat Party. The executive order continues, The head of each agency shall submit to the assistant to the president of domestic policy a strategic plan outlining the ways identified under this review that the agency can promote voter registration and voter participation. The executive order continues by saying each agency, if requested by a state to be designated as a voter registration agency, shall do that under the National Voter Registration Act. This is unbelievable. And so we decided to go look up the Federal Register. And by the way, you know that not a single national Republican in Congress has even mentioned this, that the $6 trillion federal government that we are financing with our taxpayer dollars will now be used as a get-out-the-vote effort for Joe Biden? We are up in every possible poll, and yet Joe Biden's team, both through private and public reporting, they're awfully confident that they're going to win. Why is that? The Federal Register has 600 federal agencies that will now be turned into ballot-chasing operations. To put this into perspective, we at Turning Point Action just had an amazing weekend with over 300 of our patriotic donors from Turning Point Action. And our donors are stepping up more than ever before. We raised a couple $1 million, praise God, to be able to hire more ballot chasers that will give us, you know, a couple hundred extra people to be able to go chase ballots. We're up against 2 million ballot chasers in the federal government. Entities such as the Amtrak Reform Council, the Appalachian Regional Commission will now be turned into get-out-the-vote efforts for Joe Biden. The Broadcasting Board of Governors, the Barry M. Goldwater Scholarship and Excellence in Education Foundation, the Commission on Fine Arts, the Commission on Immigration Reform. Did you know we even had a Commission on Immigration Reform? The Consumer Protected Product Safety Commission. Instead of doing their job to actually run the federal government, which is way too big, they're going to now chase ballots for an unpopular president. It makes you wonder, was this always the plan? Was this always the plan to expand the federal government to such major scale that it could then be deployed for political purposes? In the executive order is equity. Let me be very clear. Equity is code for Democrat voters. It says here, provide recommendations to be published with the final SCC, SCN, and SCM under subparagraph A, if feasible, and in any event, by no later than June 1st, 2022. Now, this was used in the 2022 midterms to revise methodologies that do not adequately take account of climate risk, environmental justice, and intergenerational equity. This is in Joe Biden's executive order. And we just let this stand for the last 3 years. Agencies such as the Gulf Coast Ecosystem Restoration Council, the Federal Financial Institution Examination Council, the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. By the way, if you want to get motivated about why we need to shrink government, just look at the Federal Register. The Intergovernmental Relations Advisory Commission. The Indian Arts and Crafts Board, that's a real thing. Let me say that again. The Indian Arts and Crafts Board is now going to become a ballot harvesting, ballot chasing operation. This is blatantly illegal. And let me be as clear as possible. We cannot compete against a $6 trillion federal budget that is deployed for Joe Biden's reelection. Imagine getting a letter from the Indian Arts and Crafts Board saying, hey, have you registered to vote yet? And not only is it voter registration and voter mobilization, no, no, no. This is targeted just towards underprivileged communities, aka Democrat base voters. The James Madison Memorial Fellowship Foundation. The Marine Mammal Commission. Did you guys even know that existed? Hello, I'm from the Marine Mammal Commission. Have you turned in your ballot yet? Hi, I'm from the Medicare Payment Advisory Commission, and we're here to do voter registration. You laugh, but imagine, if you're from the Medicare Payment Advisory Commission, you could probably get access to nursing homes. I'm not kidding. You could probably go collect and ballot chase in nursing homes and do what is called granny farming. The New York Times called it that. Or the Military Compensation and Retirement Modernization Commission. Go to Air Force bases. Go to Luke's Air Force Base here in Arizona and ballot chase there. Or how about the National Council on Disability? You can go to homes where people are recovering from disabilities. It's easy to make fun of some of these agencies, but they can gain access to underprivileged communities and ballot chase and ballot harvest for the President of the United States. This is flipping illegal what Joe Biden is doing. Now, thankfully, there is a looming lawsuit in Pennsylvania that needs to get escalated and expedited to the Supreme Court immediately. We are winning with the American people. We are winning with the opinions of the country. But are we winning with the mechanics? There is a pending lawsuit to end this thing, and it's just kind of been lurking below the radar. The National Credit Union Association, the National Women's Business Council, the Navajo and Hopi Indian Relocation Office, the Nuclear Waste Technical Review Board. Boy, I encourage every American to just spend 5 minutes and read the National Register, the Federal Register. Our government is so bloated. It is so unnecessarily massive. Here's a big one. Here's a big one. You might say, oh, some of those are silly. The Postal Service. Imagine the Postal Service becoming a get-out-the-vote operation. They have a ton of workers. We're talking about mail-in ballots. They control the mail. Imagine the Postal Service doing ballot chasing. The Postal Regulatory Commission. The Oklahoma City National Memorial Trust. The Tennessee Valley Authority, which is actually bigger than people realize. The Utah Reclamation Mitigation and Conservation Commission. All of these different agencies that are getting put together to help Joe Biden. The Federalist reports saying, quote, the guidance is a departure from previous Office of Personnel Management policy, which granted leave to federal workers on Election Day only and permitted them to access paid time off in limited circumstances based on their work schedule and for polling hours in their community. When announcing the changes in policy, OPM said that, quote, it recognizes that voting has evolved beyond a single election day and claimed the new guidance would limit supposed barriers to voting. During the 2020 election cycle, the vast majority of political donations from federal employees went to Democrat candidates, according to data published by Open Secrets. For example, of the $2.36 million in political contributions from the Department of Justice in the 2020 election, only $2 million, 87% went to Democrats, and $286,000 went to Republicans. The Department of Education, the Education Department role in carrying out Biden's executive order, is unsurprising, giving Democrats increased focus on courting younger voters. So that's a big one. The Department of Education now is going to be used as a ballot-chasing, ballot-harvesting machine for Joe Biden. During the 2022 midterms, for example, the 18 to 29 age demographic broke heavily for Democrat candidates over Republicans by nearly 2-to-1 margin. But we are changing that, thankfully, thanks to the work Turning Point Action is doing and we're doing on the ground. But this is the most important point, is that we are winning on public opinion. We are winning on the shared and lived experience. We are winning on poll after poll after poll. Play cut 17, please.
Our new poll, which was conducted by SSRS, finds Trump is leading Biden, who has ample work to do with his base and with independent voters who are breaking to his GOP rival. In a head-to-head race, 49% of voters say they'd pick Trump for president, compared to 43% for Biden. That's a 9-point Trump advantage with independent voters. And add in third-party candidates, and Trump's lead jumps even more. He has 42% to Biden's 33%, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. gets 16% of the vote. Our poll also underscores the challenges of incumbency, and that voters, 4 years later, have a better view of Trump's presidency compared to Biden's. 55% say Trump's time in office was a success, with only 39% saying the same about Biden's presidency.
Here's the good news. The country is becoming more conservative. The good news is that the country is becoming more right-wing. The good news is that polling shows that people, and all sorts of different polling from CNN to Fox News to Rasmussen to Quinnipiac across the board, that they are rejecting what they are being forced fed. The bad news is I do not know if we have the infrastructure, if we have the troops, the plumbing to translate the public sentiment into election success. I'm not sure of that yet. Public sentiment can only get you so far. What did that get us in 22 midterms? Not the Senate. And we lost a lot more House races than we should have with a very slim House majority. Poll said red wave. Poll said red wave. Looming and looming and looming and looming red wave incoming. And what did we get? Anything but that. It's because public sentiment and election results are no longer the same thing. It's who can do the boring stuff better. And when you have the entire federal government doing the boring stuff for you, well, yes, it's cheating, but you have the Susquehanna River Basin Commission harvesting ballots, or the Ocean Policy Commission registering voters, it's hard for groups like Turning Point Action and for Donald Trump's campaign to even compete. Do you know if you're getting enough magnesium? Because 4 out of 5 of Americans are not. And that's a big problem because magnesium is involved in more than 300 biochemical reactions in your body. Today, I want to tell you and talk to you about one of the most common signs to look for that can indicate you're magnesium deficient. Listen carefully to the end for this special offer happening, and this could be exactly what you need. Are you irritable or anxious? Do you struggle with insomnia? Do you experience muscle cramps or twitches? Do you have high blood pressure? Are you sometimes constipated? There are dozens of symptoms that magnesium deficiency, so these are just a few common ones. Now, here's what most people don't know. Taking just any magnesium supplement won't solve your problem because most supplements use the cheapest kind that your body can't use or absorb. I am a believer in magnesium. It's helped me with my health and wellness. All Bioptimizer supplements are best in class. If for some reason you feel differently, you can get a full refund. No questions asked. They're so confident that they offer a 365-day money-back guarantee. Go to buyoptimizers.com/Kirk. Just go to buyoptimizers.com/Kirk and you use promo code Kirk10. You can get gifts with purchase and up to 20 travel-size bottles of Magnesium Breakthrough. Act fast. This is a limited-time offer. Go to buyoptimizers.com/Kirk, promo code Kirk10. So let me tell you the good news about this executive order. The good news is that it involves government agencies and they're very lazy. That's number one. Number two is that it's currently being challenged in a lawsuit in Pennsylvania. Now, this basically only affects blue states or states with blue Secretary of State. So, for example, we contacted Texas, said, hey, do you guys know about this? They said they haven't done anything in Texas. They're afraid to because they know that Ken Paxton would sue immediately. So in states that are red, like Florida and Texas, the federal government is not even bothering. But it does impact Arizona, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, where George Soros and Laureen Powell Jobs and the Emerson Collective and Arabelle Advisors, they've spent hundreds of millions of dollars in Wisconsin, in Michigan, in Pennsylvania to win the secretaries of state's offices, to win the chambers of power. And so then they're working in harmony now with the federal government. What I'm trying to present to you is the Zuckerbucks of the 2024 election. Remember how upset people got about Zuckerbucks? Why didn't anyone do anything about this? Why was this allowed? This is worse. So there is a pending legal challenge in Pennsylvania that will hopefully make its way up to the U.S. Supreme Court to strike this down. To strike this down and say that the federal government cannot be used via executive order by the president who is running for a second term. It's not allowed. And you can see why they're doing this. But there is something suspicious. Despite the approval-disapproval ratings, despite how the American people are waking up, and they are waking up. Young people are waking up. Black voters are waking up. Latino voters are waking up. There is something suspicious happening here. The confidence, the cockiness, the hubris, the pride that Democrats still have about their chances to win re-election. I was watching MSNBC this morning, as I commonly do. You say, oh, Charlie, why do you watch MSNBC? information warfare. Same reason why Steve Bannon does. And Joe Scarborough this morning, they had a whole segment on Joe Biden's superior ground game. And they're right. They're right. Joe Biden has over 600 full-time staff on the ground within the main states. He has 44 offices in Wisconsin alone. 44. Now, thankfully, at Turning Point Action, we have Matthew Martinez coming on next hour. We're hiring hundreds and hundreds of people. When it's all said and done in July, we'll have about 400 to 500 full-time ballot chasers between Wisconsin and Arizona. We should have triple that. But, you know, our donors have been super generous, but it's tough. It's tough to raise money on the right. It's very difficult for projects like this. But to our donors' great credit, they're grasping it. They're seeing it. They're investing in it. Because we're going to be able to say, hey, we chased this many ballots. We chased this precinct successfully. These 600 voters we were able to mobilize. We should be spending about $300 million on ballot chasing this cycle. It'll probably be closer to $30 or $40 million if you include Turning Point Action. But the bad guys, Biden and the Democrats, despite all of the negative polling, they still feel as if they are going to bring this one home. Play cut 19.
As you know, Americans don't assess the economy through the economic indicators and data that we all report on constantly. They assess it through how they feel about it. 34% currently approve of Biden's handling of the economy. So significantly lower than his overall job approval, 66% disapprove. And when you ask, how is the economy going today? What's your rating of it? 30% of Americans say it's good. 70% of Americans say it's poor.
So on MSNBC this morning, Joe Scarborough was interviewing a man from The Atlantic, or it was the Dispatch, the interview. And the Biden campaign believes that the most they are going to win by is 0.5%. Let me say that again. They know this is going to be razor thin. They are preparing for a knife fight. They know this thing is going to be a ground game election. And to our credit, even though we were not listened to by the powers to be, we saw this coming back in January of 2023. That's why we were against the primary. That's why we were against all this stuff. We said, if you do not build a standing army of 3,000 or 4,000 people, it's going to be difficult. Economic indicators are in our favor. People are poorer than they were. People are not able to purchase the same amount of goods and services. And Bidenflation is taking its toll, according to NBC News. Play cut 22.
Inflation numbers, they are not fine.
Inflation, while down from 40-year highs just a couple of years ago, remains stubborn. Those consumer prices we all pay, up nearly 3.5%, a bigger jump than just 3 months ago.
And they say, oh, inflation doesn't exist. Inflation is transitory. Inflation is good. You know, they change their messaging at every turn. And this executive order on promoting access to voting, this is all a desperate measure by a regime that cannot win elections when they are freely or fairly conducted. Under the National Voter Registration Act, the head of each agency with overseas employees shall designate an employee to be responsible for coordinating with the Federal Voting Assistance Program, including to promote voter registration and voter services to the agency's overseas employees. This is really important. So the State Department has hundreds of thousands, not hundreds, probably tens of thousands of people overseas in embassies, in all sorts of different places. So now they're going to do ballot chasing at the very left-wing Democrat embassy, the American embassy in Paris. That can make a big difference when your attorney general's race in Arizona comes down to 250 votes. They are willing to use political power, not just to put dissidents in prison, but to build a ballot-chasing, ballot-seeking operation, the likes of which we've never seen. But there's good news within this, that if we're able to actually compete on the ground, even fractionally, we win. Even fractionally, we'll be able to win. Most swing state voters say their finances have gotten worse under Joe Biden. Play cut 24.
We asked them, okay, look back to the economy during the Trump years. Mm-hmm. How do you remember it? And the majority say they remember it as being good.
Because they forget about the pandemic.
Well, they seem to be skipping over the pandemic. And that's exactly what that tells you in their memory of this. But it also explains now when you ask them, okay, now let's look forward. They say, more say, they feel they'd be financially better off under Donald Trump. And that cuts directly to vote. And that is helping the former president.
And so what is the way forward? We have to want it more than them. And currently they want it more than us. Our side hopes that we are going to win. Their side wills themselves to victory. And it just goes to show how traumatic the Donald Trump presidency was to them. It was trauma that they had to live through, that Donald Trump defeated Hillary Clinton. And they promised themselves they will never allow that to happen again. But now they have a very difficult hand. They have an unpopular president who can barely speak in sentences. They have an ascendant political movement that is expanding and expanding and expanding with younger voters, expanding to Hispanic voters, expanding to Black voters. Purchasing power has been eliminated under Joe Biden. They're trying to trans and groom your children. The border is completely wide open. We have wars and rumors of war abroad. Israel, Gaza, Israel, Iran, Israel, Hamas, Ukraine, Russia. Donald Trump, zero new wars of his 4 years as president. We might have a war with China soon or China, Taiwan. We had the Afghan humiliation. And here's what you have to remember. Sentiment and public sentiment does not win you elections exclusively anymore. It should. That's how it used to work. It is now about who can get into the streets with the most amount of paid operatives and play the game. And we are not just outgunned. There's only one side really doing that. Only one organization, ours, that's trying to do it. Now, the RNC is trying to man up and staff up. We are cheering for them to do that. We are trying to help in any way we can. This is a very telling clip on MSNBC. Thank you, Ryan, for getting it. I saw it this morning when I was watching my morning MSNBC kind of catch up. It's information warfare. You have to see where the enemy is going. They are admitting this is going to be a knife fight. It's going to be in the trenches. It's going to come down to a couple votes here and a couple votes here. They don't think it's going to be a landslide. They are planning for Bush v. Gore 2.0. Play cut 30.
And I think we have to look at this, Joe, in the context of how close the past two presidential elections have been, decided by just tens of thousands of votes, less than 100,000 votes across a few states. And when elections are decided by a point or less, a percentage point or less, a ground game and money can make the difference. Whether you're reaching your voters, turning them out to vote, especially with early voting and mail-in voting. But when you're looking at how closely decided Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Arizona, and Georgia were 4 years ago, if President Biden is in a dogfight the same as he was with Donald Trump 4 years ago, this kind of infrastructure advantage can make a huge difference and be a huge advantage.
Well, there is no infrastructure on the right except Turning Point Action and what the RNC is trying to do. And that's why this executive order can make a massive impact. It could end up delivering the White House to Joe Biden. The world is in flames and Bidenomics is a complete and total disaster. But it can't and won't ruin my day. Why? Because I start my day with a hot America First cup of Blackout Coffee. It's 100% America and 0% grift. Blackout Coffee is 100% committed to conservative values. From sourcing the beans to the roasting process, customer support, and shipping, they embody true American values and accept no compromise on taste or quality. Look, you got to check out right now blackoutcoffee.com/Charlie or use coupon code Charlie for 20% off your first order. That is blackoutcoffee.com/Charlie. Be awake, not woke. That's blackoutcoffee.com/Charlie. Check it out. Promo code Charlie. Joining us now is Matthew Martinez, the data wizard of Turning Point Action.
Well, thank you, Charlie. Thanks for having me on.
So, Matthew, you know the data super well. On a dive deep into it, state by state, precinct by precinct. You were just at our great weekend that we had with
incredible weekend.
300 donors. We raised a couple million bucks to get some jet fuel going for the Turning Point Action effort, hiring more ballot chasers, expanding in Michigan. But let's now emphasize and focus how every single person in this audience can now have a mobile application to turn them into a super volunteer.
Yeah, this is revolutionary for our movement, frankly. I just used our app not too long ago, and I was in my neighborhood I downloaded our Turning Point Option app, and I was able to see all the Republican neighbors in my neighborhood. I went to go knock on their doors, and I had a lot of people tell me, Matthew, this is the first time I've ever seen a Republican at my door. Thank you very much for being here. Can you actually come back for dinner next week? I have my grandkids who are coming in town. They need to register to vote.
And the answer is yes, we'll be there.
Yes, absolutely. But this is what we're seeing across the state now. Every time we hire a new staffer, new ballot chaser, they're doing this every day, hour by hour, building relationships with the neighbors in their own neighborhood. The way that we win, Charlie, is not by having people from Mesa go to Tempe or go to Buckeye. We're having people from Mesa talk to people within their own communities. Mm-hmm. We're having Arizonans talk to Arizonans. But the easiest way for anybody to get involved and to start building relationships is by downloading our app. No longer you have to wait for a campaign to build out a walkbook for you. The walkbook is immediately programmed and put into your phone, where you're able to talk to all your Republican neighbors.
Well, and it's even better. So the app, how do they get? We're going to plug this multiple times. In the App Store, it is TP Action.
Yes, sir.
Right? So yeah. I have it right here. It's excellent. And I want to walk through part of it. One of the things here is how to send texts.
Yes.
So if you press send texts, you can go to, let's just take Nebraska, because Nebraska winner take all. It will then direct you to be able to contact individuals in Nebraska,
yes, sir,
to support winner take all. Or we can do Pennsylvania, right? Or voters near me.
Yeah.
So it literally allows you in the Turning Point Action application to say, oh, wow, this voter is right near me in Arizona. His name is Christopher. He's 33 and he's Republican, and I could text him.
Yes, sir.
And it does a text. Hi, I'm an activist in your neighborhood. As we approach 2024, you know, if you have questions about voter registration, what about? And so walk us through this, Matthew.
Oh, that motion right there is so important. It will put the text for you right when you if you're going to send out a text to a voter. Say it's 120 degrees here in Arizona and knocking on doors is kind of hard, right? You could do this in the comfort of your home and by connecting to your voters within around your neighborhood. And if you were to click on the texting app, it'll populate a message for you onto the app. And you could put in their name if you want. You could customize it if you wanted to as well. But this also uses your own phone number too, so they could text you back. Charlie, this is the thing that a lot of campaigns screwed up on last cycle. They had a campaign headquarters phone number. They didn't have it personable.
Yes.
So whenever the voter wanted to text back and say, thank you very much for reaching out to me or a voicemail, it went straight to the campaign headquarters rather than the canvasser. We're removing that this cycle. We're building relationships. And the way that we build relationships is by getting to know our neighbors.
So I could take out my Turning Point Action app. All of you should download the Turning Point Action app right now. How do I help? Oh, voters near me. Okay. 0.1 mile away is a low propensity voter.
Yes.
His name is Tyler, not our Tyler. And I can open the map and I can actually see where they are.
Yes.
And I could go knock on their door and introduce myself.
That's right. Our app will populate who's a new voter in your neighborhood, who's low propensity. And what we mean by low propensity is someone who hasn't voted in 2016 or in 2020. Guys, these are registered Republicans who are simply disengaged. All they need is to hear a Republican like you to build relationships, to bring cookies, to invite them to cookouts in your park. This is how we build relationships. And frankly, what we say at Turning Point Action is just be neighborly. Just be a neighbor. Invite them out. Get to know your neighbor. Build a trusting relationship with them. And that's all produced and given by our app. You could see who's around you. So yeah, you could find out people like Tyler who's low propensity, who just needs you to talk to him.
Yes. And so let's go into the data now. What is the data showing in Arizona? We got some great news. We've been registering voters.
Yes.
That we are now outpacing the Democrats and even independents.
Correct.
So now we have an advantage of more registered R's versus D's of 236,000.
Well, we're not releasing from that pedal there. But the biggest thing about this data is that, yes, we have more Republicans in Arizona, but the biggest thing is about turnout. That
it's
is why we're
turnout.
So focused on turnout in the state, not only for Arizona, but for Michigan, for Wisconsin and Georgia. We care about Republican turnout. Guys, we could register all the Republicans in the world, but if they don't turn out, we're not winning,
yes,
right? So that is why it's so pivotal, so paramount for us to, one, register these people to vote, these Republicans to vote, but also to knock on their door and ensure that they drop off their ballots.
So, but where are they actually in Phoenix or Arizona? We're told that they're all in Scottsdale or Paradise Valley. Your data, the data of Turning Point Action, shows us something different.
This is the lie that we hear from DC consultants, Charlie, is that they'll say to us, no, we need to flip Democrats to vote Republican. We need independents to vote Republican. What I promise you, and the data shows this, is that we can win elections by ensuring that our base turns out to vote. And where you see a lot of this Republican disengagers is actually areas where you don't think Republicans are disengaged. These are in the most red districts in Arizona, Wisconsin, and Georgia. So Congressional District 5 is a great example. That's Andy Biggs' district. He's a Freedom Caucus member. His district has about 64,000 registered Republicans who are likely not to vote in 2024 just because they're simply disengaged. No one has ever invested much money to his district at all. And another district is Paul Gosar's district out in the West Valley in Mojave County. Debbie Lesko is another district out there too. But where you're going to hear a lot of DC consultants tell us is that we need to focus on Paradise Valley in Scottsdale, because that's where they can make a lot of money convincing you that these are the most competitive districts. So our methodology looks at where Republicans have been sincerely disengaged. It makes perfect sense. When you don't spend a dime out in the West Valley or East Valley in Arizona, Republicans are neglected. And when you neglect these Republicans, they're not turning out to vote. So we're going to change that this next cycle. We're going to ensure that every one of these Republicans who receive their ballot delivers their ballot.
And it is a matter. It is turnout, turnout, turnout. Yes. ABC News, this is your key here. The less you vote, the more you back Trump. ABCnews.com. So the lower propensity voter actually supports Donald Trump more.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I did read that.
No, so it's actually a turnout game. So if we have low turnout, we will lose.
Yes, if we have very low turnout. A great example of this, of low turnout, was the spring election in Wisconsin. Justice Kelly had a very low turnout. Republicans had a deviation about 12% turnout compared to the 2022 election. Because Republicans didn't turn out, he lost his election, and it was proven if you just looked at the wow counties. Typically in Wisconsin, a Republican candidate who's running for a statewide election will win the wow counties. That's Washington, Ozaukee, and Waukesha County by 60%. Justice Kelly was short by that by about 5% in all of those counties. It made perfect sense why he didn't win. It's because Republicans didn't turn out. If we had just an ounce of ballot chasing with these low propensity Republican voters who lean Republican, who lean more towards Trump, that's going to be Republican victories across the board. These people are gung-ho for President Trump. They're gung-ho for the conservative movement. All they need is someone like you at home to just build a relationship with.
The Laird just emailed us, Charlie, I'm so glad you're discussing the app. I downloaded it 2 weeks ago, but now I see what I can do. I'll be reaching out to a couple I didn't know here. I know most of my neighbors. I would like a bigger map. And so they can get a bigger map.
Yes.
They say, right? So how do they get a bigger map outside?
Yeah. So all you have to do is just drive up your street a little bit more and then exit out of the app and go back in.
Because it's so location-based.
Yes. That's the way we wanted to design our app, is so you're not seeing voters across the town.
Overwhelming that way, right?
It is overwhelming. Yeah. And also, like, if you have a limited time and limited resources at home, we don't want you to drive 20 miles up north, right, or south.
No. So just so everyone's clear, I started contacting my neighbors, and I got 14 out of 15. We're ballot chasing.
Yes.
I know these people. Like, I know you. I know you.
Yeah.
And they also know me. They always, like, say hi, and they're somewhat, like, conservative. I'm like, you don't even vote. And they're like, yeah. I'm like, I know you don't vote. I see the data.
Right.
So I'm chasing ballots.
Well, if you talk to them and call them out, they're more likely to vote next time.
Of course. Well, I'm going to make them vote.
That's right. We're going to walk them to the mailbox.
100%. And so this is the missing piece here. So everyone download the Turning Point Action app. People say, what can I do? Download the app, and then you can call your elected. You can also call elected officials. You can call voters. If you are right now and you're like, I live in the communist state of New York, well, you can phone bank from New York.
Correct.
With the Turning Point Action app.
Yes, sir.
And you could call people in Arizona and in Michigan and in Wisconsin, so on and so forth.
This is how we win elections, by building relationships, getting to know these low propensity voters, and ensuring that they make a plan to vote.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. As you know, Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. After he invented the world's best pillow, he created the famous Giza Dream Sheets. They are the best sheets you'll ever sleep on. The best night's sleep just got even better. For a limited time, you'll get a queen-size set of $59.98, king-size for just $69.98, the lowest prices in history. Mike and the MyPillow employees continue to be canceled by big box stores and attacked by the media. They appreciate all of your great support during these times. I want to thank you by giving you the best specials on all their MyPillow products. To get the best specials ever, go to MyPillow.com or call 800-875-0425. Use promo code Kirk. You get the famous Giza Dream Sheets, queen size for just $59.98 and king size for just $69.98. You also get 60% off the original My Slippers. So call 800-875-0425 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. That is MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. So, Matthew, we're hiring up ballot chasers very quickly here.
Yes, sir.
Talk about how rare that is. Do you know of any other organizations that are hiring as many ballot chasers as we are?
You know, I asked a few other people out there in the field, how many Trump offices are there in Arizona? You know what I got, Charlie? There's zero right now. And that's not bashing any other people out there, but the lag is true in these states. That is why it's so pivotal and so important that we keep on pushing. And we work with all these other organizations. Just last week, we released another hiring class of 15 new ballot chasers in Arizona. I think we're up to about 42 ballot chasers in total in this state. And now we're going to be hiring our first round of managers for Wisconsin. And that begins on Wednesday. So we're bullish. We're really pushing for all these managers to be on ground and also ballot chasers so we can continue and build relationships early, right? So other organizations out there, no, they're not doing it the way that we are, right? And the reason I know this, and it's so geeky and nerdy, is that I had to find and create my own shape files for precincts for two of these states. So all the precinct maps, all the territory maps are handmade, hand-drawn here at Turning Point Action because no one in the movement has ever created this for us.
You're saying no one in the entire Republican apparatus has ever done this?
No, sir. Not at this level. Absolutely not.
Why do you think that is?
Because they've been sold the lie of just go shoot a shotgun out there and see who hears the message. Oh, if you want to have an event, just post a picture, regardless of who's there, as long as it's optics, right? That is the way to lose in a lot of these elections, and we want to avoid that. And it's I've seen that happen in a lot of campaigns and a lot of different industries out in the movement, and it's not good at all. So here at Turning Point Action, we want to make sure that our movement is trustworthy and has integrity. And having ballot chasers on ground is a representation of that integrity, that we do care about the people on ground. We're going to build relationships with these voters, and we're not just going to go knock on their door and conduct a survey. We're out there every day rekindling and cultivating relationships with these low propensity voters. And yes, no one's ever done that in this movement, because they'll go knock on a door and they'll test out their faulty data, and that's it. They'll leave after that. They won't follow up with that voter.
And so the ballot chasers we have on the ground that are getting configured and put together. Let's talk about the volunteers. We also need a volunteer army.
Yes.
Where does that come in?
So we have in Arizona all these territories marked up where we're going to have full-time ballot chasers chasing ballots in those territories. Everything that isn't in those territories, that's where we need you, the volunteer. Because there's a lot of areas and pockets in Mesa and Gilbert and Scottsdale where we need people to help chase ballots. Now, where you could get plugged in as a volunteer is simply send out a message, a text message. Or if you want to make phone calls to the neighbors in your community, the app is able, you're able to do that in our app, right?
And we're going to do super chase events.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. So we're going to be doing super chase events every day. The month coming up to the election. You've probably heard of Super Saturdays. This is something that campaigns do only once a week. Charlie, we can't win elections by just having one volunteer event once a week. That's why we're having volunteer events every day up to the election, because that's the way we need to win. We can't just do one event and then sit at home on our hands and do nothing after that. It is so important for us to be active consistently every day to ensure that we make sure that every Republican casts their ballot in Arizona.
I mean, I obviously am a firm believer in what Turning Point Action is doing, but this team, I'm telling you, they're on fire. They're focused. They're determined. It's the best in the entire country, in the entire conservative movement. I know this will make a difference. I know it will. Will it make the difference? I don't know. But we are going to act obediently and courageously, and Matthew's doing a great job. Thanks, Matthew.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.